Hello and welcome to FinTech Impact. I'm your host, Jason Pereira. Today on the show, we have Tina Pell, partner and chief of community at Intentionally. Tina is a well-known face and voice around the industry, and I brought her on the show today specifically to talk about Advisor Brand Builder, a tool that they built to basically help advisors get started with their branding experience. And with that, here's my interview with Tina. Thanks for taking the time today.
I'm so excited, so thrilled to be here. What an honor, Jason. Great to see you at T3 and now to be on this podcast with you. Wonderful way to start my day.
Absolutely. Anytime I'm talking to you, it's a wonderful day to start altogether. So Tina Pell, tell us about Advisor Brand Builder.
Sure. So Advisor Brand Builder is the brainchild of Intentionally CEO and co-founder Kelly Waltrick and Melissa Thomas, president of Advisor Brand Builder. And it has a very interesting origin story. In marketing, we see ourselves as real problem solvers, consultants. We're really helping to help a client go from point A to point B. And one of the things that we're noticing Intentionally is a full service growth marketing consultancy. And Jason, we do business and represent over 50 brands in financial services, right? Some of those are advisors and some of those are fintechs. And so what Advisor Brand Builder is a product that is an online solution that is geared to financial advisors to help them start and create their brand. It's a brand building journey. And what we've known and what we see is that every single advisor needs a great brand. What is a brand? Most people, when we ask most advisors and people in the market, most people equate a brand to a logo, right? Probably if I ask that question. And if I said to you, hey, Jason, what's the most, like, when I ask you to think about a logo, what comes up? Like, name three.
Nike, Coca-Cola, Disney.
Exactly. And brand does involve part of the logo. There's no doubt about it. In addition to the visual, you've got all of those messaging, you've got positioning statements, you've got boilerplate language on a press release, you've got wording on a website, wording on social media. Not only that, it's real true branding and a brand. I taught at NYU in the graduate program for 2.5 years. A brand is perception. It's what people believe to be true about you, regardless of what you say. It's what they inherently think about you, feel about you. A brand is very emotional. And so we've seen it Intentionally that people, most importantly, advisors, really struggle to tell their story in visual terms, to have a logo that represents who they are visually, as well as the messaging, right? So for the sake of all of you listening right now, and you could go to advisorbrandbuilder.com, understand this and walk away with this. A brand is not just the logo, but a brand is a manifestation of who you are. And so we've got the logo piece over here. So those are visual aspects, your PowerPoint deck, everybody, your business card, your email signature, all of those visual elements, your color palette for your brand, the colors that you use. That's one side of the equation. And the other side is the messaging. So Advisor Brand Builder is a utility to help advisors build their brand. And guess how long, Jason?
Normally, this would be a back and forth process with someone. So it'd take days. I'm going to guess we're down to under half an hour.
Yeah. So it does take several days, up to a few days. In the past, when advisors would approach marketing agencies for the creation of a logo, and then again, for the basic, what we'll call like positioning statements and about us, that would take an agency months to do at a cost that would be prohibitive, absolutely prohibitive to advisors. So again, I really got to credit Kelly and Melissa Thomas, who created the Advisor Brand Builder to give advisors a turnkey system for creating a brand instead of months or thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, You do it within days. Now, I know we're going to talk about some of the nuances behind the technology. So if you want, we can...
Yep. So we're going to get into that. But so yeah, I guess my comment on half an hour is more so if I had the data and I input it into your system, it's probably around that time. But then yes, there's back and forth. So that makes sense. So you managed to basically do this. We'll get into the tech. But we'll discover the technology when we talk about the workflow. Okay. So I'm an advisor. I'm basically hanging my own shingle. I want to create a brand. And of course, as you said before, the logo is not the only thing, because if I don't know what the logo stands for and means and everything else that comes with it, it's pretty much useless, right? So I want to start going down the advisor brand builder path. What does my experience look like start to finish?
Sure. So the first is, let's talk about the use cases. The first is a recognized, you're at a point in time, the advisor is at a point in time where they recognize that they need a new brand. Okay. So I'll talk a little bit about what the online experience looked like and what the client experience looks like on Brand Builder. But let's first create the use cases for why you would even want to do that in the first place, because that really is the first step to understand, hey, do I really need a brand? I'll give you a perfect example. And this individual allows me, not giving it away, any personal client identifiable information. Okay. Bob Zalikar runs a great practice. He is a CPA. He's also a CFP. Uh-huh. Runs an incredible practice. And Bob's problem was that the information that he had on his website no longer told the story about him. Okay. Part of that, Jason, involved he's a member of Ed Slott's IR Elite Group. Uh-huh. Part of it was that he works with multi-generational families. He does a lot of work, estate work and tax planning work, really sophisticated strategies. And so if you looked at Bob's website before Advisor Brand Builder, he wasn't telling that story, nor did he really know how to tell that story. But if you ask Bob questions about why he decided to become a financial advisor, the unique specialties and core differentiators to his business, he would be able to rattle it off and probably spend the next hour with you telling all about his business. Okay. Another example is that I'm a breakaway. I decide that, you know what? I've got this. I can't wait to be independent. Something that I've done at the mothership has made me want to go elsewhere. Mostly, again, what we see is a lot of advisors right now do want to still be fiduciaries, do want to do right by the client. So they want an unencumbered business. They want to be entrepreneurial. So I'm that advisor and I decide that I want to go independent. Guess what? How am I going to get a fast track and get a fast start? Even if I'm one of the larger hybrid RIAs where I'm onboarding many advisors at the same time, right? Advisor Brand Builder now gives the financial advisor a brand. And we're talking both components, the visual, as well as all of the wording. We gave Bob over 1,500 new words, new copy for his website that was not just generated by artificial intelligence, right? Everybody hears, oh, AI, it's such a bad thing. No, Advisor Brand Builder incorporates part of the AI with an agency overlay. So you're getting both of those things together. That's a perfect storm in a perfect world, okay? Does that make sense?
It does. So let's talk about the actual practical workflow. So give me some of the peek behind the curtain of how it's being done. And you talked about the end result. Let's talk about the actual, okay, so I decided to contract with you guys. I'm gonna utilize Advisor Brand Builder. I go in and you need certain information from me. What does that workflow look like as I go along?
Yeah. So first of all, it is a beautiful, beautiful intuitive experience. This can be done on your own, do it yourself. It's a guided questionnaire that is so fluid and so beautiful and really easy to understand. So you can do it yourself. You'll sign up to get First of all, I encourage you to sign up for a demo because right now, Jason, you've had a demo, but our listeners right now haven't had the opportunity to actually see and go through that. So the first step would be to go to the website. The second step would be to see what a demo looks like. And the third step is for you as the advisor to say, hey, is this something that I'm going to do by myself? Or is this something that I want a brand concierge? Yes, we call ourselves brand concierge.
I can elect into a different level if I choose to. Yeah.
Exactly. With Bob Zalikar, Life Goals Financial, it was a lead. He wanted to be guided. Right now, we have an advisor that's doing self-guided. A lot of this, a lot of the advisor brand builder is the catalyst is a new website. We see that happening a lot. Okay. So let's assume that, which way do you want to pick, Jason?
Let's go the fully automated one without someone the essential guide. Let's start there. And okay. Talk about what they get from that experience.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. Once you're in the platform, you'll be given the code and the credentials to get in. The steps are in four different parts. Okay, four different parts. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't need to complete the whole exercise. Right. Again, you're an advisor. All of a sudden you get a call. You don't need to complete the whole exercise in one fell swoop. You can do it in parts. So the first step is going to be providing details about your firm. So part of those questions are you an RIA? Are you an independent broker dealer? How do you charge? Is it fixed fee? Is it fee only? Give us some details about your firm. Okay. The second is then we start to ask you some more visual types of questions. Those are choosing your brand style board, right? So Jason, if you and I, you can see how my living room is right now, right?
Yes,
thank you. If I ask you questions about how you're doing a home makeover, hey, here's a living room. Here are six different types of living rooms that you can choose. Advisor Brand Builder does the same thing for advisors. We ask the advisor, if you were a car, what would it be? If you were an office, how would you describe yourself? Okay, so those are visual. And not only that, this is really fun and expertly guided. You have the pictures in front of you. We also too incorporate some of the best brands in financial services. We incorporate their web pages and their website, and we ask the advisor to select out of these six, give us three maximum that resonate with you. So we're getting details, we're getting some qualitative details, as well as some quantitative information.
Makes perfect sense. You're trying to get a sense for their personality, their kind of tone of voice, their who they are, while simultaneously giving them reference points of here's people to contemplate in the industry. What do you think you most closely align with? It makes a lot of sense. You're trying to get, again, what a normal marketing person would do if they were in front of me, which was try to understand the person at the other end of the table. So you're
exactly. We also want to understand a little bit of what the marketing also looks like. So in that first question about you, we ask questions like, what social media platforms do you use? It's very easy. That takes about 5 to 10 minutes. Okay. That next step about the style, again, that's where we get into more of the visual elements where we're asking for preferences, where we will literally show an advisor six different color palettes. And we say, hey, do you like the bright tones? Do you like the jewel tones? And one of the things that we love about working with advisors is that they have a strong opinion about themselves. We've also tailored our language and we've taken a page out of our own playbook, Jason. When we ask the question to advisors, if your brand was an asset class, which would it be? Would it be mutual funds? Would it be crypto? Would it be commodities? Would it be stocks and bonds? That's what makes this experience unique. It was built intentionally for advisors. Four broker dealers could also use it, but asking questions in a nomenclature that is very natural for the advisor that makes this to be a fun process. So I wish that more surveys were done like this. These are easy questions describing your brand's personality and how other brands are resonating. The favorite is the car. for sure that's the car question.
Fair enough. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You ask people like, what do you stand for? They're like, but you give that narrative walkthrough and a comparison to other things. I think you can coax it out of them a lot more effectively. Okay, so we have that. What's the next step after you've figured out what kind of unicorn they are?
Perfect. So we've got about you section.
Yeah.
We've got about your style section. And now we get to the real meat about your firm. Here is where we're asking about the origin story of the financial advisor. What inspired you? Now, we hear so many things about, we provide comprehensive wealth management, and that is a wonderful thing, and we get it. But really, what inspired you? It goes back to Simon Sinek. It's not what you do, but it's why you do it. And mm-hmm. as advisors that are looking to differentiate themselves in a very crowded and very saturated marketplace at some times, we find that those origin stories are the things that really shine light, and that's what emotionally connects to the prospect. This is the longest section, so I'll run through a couple of those questions. What values define your business? Again, these are not necessarily questions that you may have not really thought about in your business. Some of those values could be continuous education and trust and community, teamwork, innovation, right? What do you think differentiates you? And one of the unique features to Advisor Brand Builder, Jason, is that it has a microphone setting. So some advisors love to write. Some advisors like to be very vocal and to articulate it. The wonderful thing is that you can just talk. You can talk whether or not that this is a self-guided or directed with a brand concierge. This becomes a natural conversation. And that's what makes the output. We didn't even get to that part yet. We'll talk about it. So this is the longest part of the exercise. We ask clients also too, we ask our advisors, what are the primary challenges and pain points that you help to solve for your clients? Give us those core differentiators. So the advisor is really able to extract this language and guaranteed, Jason, we see it every day. I met with an advisor, a $1 billion firm, I kid you not, in New York. Their website has not been done in 5 years.
I could tell you how long it's been since mine got updated, but we'll just continue on. Okay, fair enough. They have not updated their website in 5 years.
And so here's the thing, right? We know that, and I would ask you as an advisor, has your clientele changed in the last 3 to 5 years?
I would say yes, absolutely. We've honed in more and more on who it is we serve. So,
exactly. And again, it's not that what's there already is a bad thing, Jason. Mm-hmm. It goes back to Bob Zalikar saying, you know what, Tina, it's not, this website is not, it's not telling the story of who I am today. Websites are almost, and especially messaging for websites, is almost like a balance sheet. It was written at a point in time. And again, who you are as a firm, whether or not if you're 250 million AUM to 500 million AUM, that's a difference in your firm, in your entire organization. Mm-hmm. So that's where we see like the opportunity for brand, especially to create this messaging. Now, also, we see messaging being really important on a mobile device. Messaging in the past wasn't necessarily as mobile friendly as it is right now. The use of typography, pulling out those points. And so Advisor Brand Builder does an exceptional job of being able to put all of that together and helping an advisor to just really think thoughtfully about their business. And what advisor doesn't want to do that?
Absolutely. Okay. So you collect all this information. You've also inspired me to block off a week in June to update my website. You collect all this information and you're doing it within a normal form or dictation, whatever else you're rendering all this stuff. Now that you have some information on what this person stands for, who they are, what their business is like, what does the system do with it next?
Okay. The system then creates a set of visuals as well as a set of messaging. So first of all, let's deal with the visual side. So what we've created is a brand, what we call My Brand Library. So My Brand Library, again, let's deal with the two sides of the equation, the visuals and the messaging differently. On the visual side, the advisor brand builder will return a suggested logo and color palette for the advisor to take a look at it. Again, based on your responses, and even remember that about you section, an advisor can literally upload, like we did with Bob Zalikar. His new logo is not much different than the old logo. We asked Bob, what do you love about your existing logo? I like life goals together. He liked the topography, life goals on top of financial, but it was missing colors. That was the big part for him, right? So you get the logo, the color palette, typography, very important. How everyone has a certain font that they use on their corporate ID, on your business materials, your business card, your letterhead, your return addresses. Normally, advisors have that topography in place. This advisor brand builder will also give you other fonts that you may not be considering, but we're not only going to give you the fonts, but we're going to give you the main font with the sub font. We're going to get like very designer, very agency-like and saying, okay, here's the typography set. You've got this for headline text and you've got this for sub headline text and you've got this for body copy. Okay, so logo, color palette, typography, buttons. How many of all you are seeing when you go to especially fintech websites that we see iconography? Those are those little drawings. They're usually one color, very simplistic drawings. Because again, a lot of our visitors and a lot of our clients, Jason, they're visual. They're visual. And financial guidance and financial planning is so comprehensive. Those visual tools, i.e. buttons, are used to help to convey understanding and to reinforce what it is that section is talking about. We provide that as well as images. Okay, as well as images. These are not just images. This is not your father's stock photography. This is stock photography built in a 2024 modern world. We give the advisor 9 different stock photography, high quality downloadable stock photography that they could use for their website, for a brochure, for social media, for banners, for posts to use throughout their corporate ID. The great thing is that an advisor can look at both the color palette and the images and say, you know what? I don't really like that image. No problem. You just push a button and it will recalibrate another image. So you're creating this unifying structure to all of the visuals. The logo, color palette, typography, buttons, and images all match up. They literally are the same. They tell the same story. They reinforce those same values that we were talking about. That's what that does. An advisor would be hard-pressed to sift through thousands of stock photos to find the collection that advisor brand builder. Okay.
Anyone who's ever had to sort through stock photos knows how frustrating and long that can be, and typography equally as frustrating.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So end of the day, they go through this journey. They receive all of that. They get I'm looking at it right now. So you have website copy, logo, brand identity. So that includes all the fonts, the colors that they would be using, the color palette. So much you guys provide here. This is nuts.
I know, it's incredible.
It really is. Look at the website.
And all of the messaging too. So you've got brand messaging, you've got the website copy, we've got team bios. Another reason I talked about with those catalysts for advisor brand builder. We get firms that have not touched their bios in years and need a speedy, expedient way to get 12 advisors done at one time. Yeah. This is something that does it.
There's nothing that makes me cringe more than when people ask me for a bio. It's honestly, it's painful. But yeah. And frankly, you're basically handing over all the pieces I would need to then use on stationery or online, including the website and the website stuff. You're saying copy. There's lots of good solutions out there in the advisor market or general, basically advisor websites or 20 over 10, now FMG and now Snappy Kraken, both of them got purchased, or the generic stuff, Wix and Squarespace or Webflow, where it's literally copy and paste, right? Like we're literally taking, you know, those all provide you with a template and a shell. And now you're giving them everything they need to populate that shell. That, frankly, that's a lot. You've literally provided everything that has to do with the brand. Or, and if you don't want me sharing the price here, what is this? The lowest package is $12.50 upfront and then $99 per month. And then it goes up from there. That is a steal compared to working, you know, with the traditional model.
Yeah. Let's also talk about it too, right? Because it's like, what you're seeing now in terms of both the visual and the messaging is that has gone through due diligence, has gone through creative process internally at the firm. So it's partially generated by artificial intelligence, by generative AI, but yeah. The other part is that agency overlay. So, and intentionally, we've got a head of content, we've got a head of design, we've got account strategy. Nothing goes through, not one brand goes out without Kelly Waltrick, our CEO, actually looking at it. So you're getting a cross check, as well as the advisor being able to weigh in and make certain changes. Bob Zalikar had changes. He forgot to tell us about the Ed Slott Elite IRA program that he was in. So really important is that it's not just like an AI product that just spits it out, but that you're getting the best of both worlds. You're getting that agency strategy for that. And in terms of deliverables, you're getting business card stationery, you're getting letterhead, you're getting envelopes, you're getting business cards, you're getting an email signature. You're also getting a PowerPoint design. So back to Bob Zalikar and Life Goals Financially. He, knowing that he's dealing all the time with the next gen on the estate side, Bob Zalikar now has a custom template PowerPoint that anytime that he's having a meeting with that next gen client, that PowerPoint is ready to go. He doesn't have to worry about the fonts. He doesn't have to worry about the colors. The slides are already there. All he has to do is that information. Another part are the social media graphics. We include headers for LinkedIn, X, formerly Twitter, as well as Facebook. And it's all telling that unified story. One of the things, Jason, you as an advisor are continually trying to, what? Build trust and deepen the relationship, right? One of the tenets that goes back to teaching at NYU, great communications, is that it's consistent. It is consistent. It's not only consistent in what you say, but it's consistent in how you look. So you get those social media as well. And I can't say it on this podcast, but please do check back because there will be additional capabilities that are being built right in to Advisor Brand Builder that has a benefit in terms of creating and getting access to more deliverables. I'll just leave it at that. A little bit of a spoiler alert, but we're continually upgrading the platform as advisors that we work with ask for more and more features. So those are constantly being iterated.
Excellent. Yeah. And when you took me through it, I think what impressed me was like, the reality is you did something incredibly smart. And it's, again, having spoken about artificial intelligence on multiple occasions now, this entire technologist basically believes that the AI will replace us all and we're all useless as human beings to some degree. But what you did was you did the smart thing. You paired the technology with the human, right? You guys are really good at providing certain things and insight. And you paired a bunch of technology I've seen elsewhere, like around logos and colors that I've seen elsewhere. But you brought your expertise and layered it over to make it so much more effective and so much more pronounced and basically guided. So taking all the best practices you are doing now and just making your process more efficient to reach a bigger market, which is exactly what you're supposed to do with technology. So bravo on basically taking those disparate pieces that people can get little bits of it everywhere, but then at the same time, not have the certainty or purpose or clarity around that messaging that they get from dealing with professionals like you. If anything, you're an example. This is an example of how technology should be used to basically expand your market within your community.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I'm glad that you've mentioned advisor websites and FMG because we do have a great, Bob Zalikar went right into an FMG website. which was perfect. And we worked with FMG. We got great service. Again, when you come in as a client of Intentionally, and which can even shepherd you through some of that website building experience, you don't have to do it alone. But there's no excuse anymore not to do things. Take cost off the board, take speed off the board, and take quality off the board. Advisor Brand Builder harnesses those three benefits together. And again, I spent 8 years in a firm, Jason, in a wealth management firm where I was a partner. We sold. We strategically positioned our firm for acquisition. I would have loved to have Advisor Brand Builder. We wound up hiring an expensive agency. The work took months and months to get done. We thought that the work was okay, but end processor, the experience, and that's what you let off asking the question, what is the experience? This is a positive experience. What advisor doesn't love to tackle these questions? And if you can imagine, this is a wizard of sorts that it's one question at a time. And guess what? If you get busy, you get a client call, you can always come back to it. But it's really it's almost like it's an immersive experience about just your own business and getting a pulse check on who you are and why you exist and the things that you do that breathe life and vigor into your practice, into the clients. I'm really super fired up about it. Again, Kelly Waltrick and Melissa Thomas, they are the creators. I get the unique pleasure to just take clients through it and just run with it.
Excellent. So before we wrap up, there's three questions I ask everybody on a positive note. First question I have for you is, if you had one wish for something to change in your company or the industry as a whole, what would it be?
I had this discussion last week at Invest in Women. I came here as a second career. I've been a marketing and business major for forever. I wish that financial firms, specifically advisors, registered investment advisors, would open their arms to more second career people. And just because we haven't had the experience doesn't mean that we can't learn, and that class mothers and pizza moms are some of the best employees that will work so well with your clientele. So I want the industry to be more open to second career changers that don't necessarily have the financial services experience, but can learn, and that have some sort of superpower. And a lot of that is dealing with people, making connections and those relationships that we pride ourselves on, helping people.
Excellent. Fantastic. Second question I have for you is, what's been the biggest challenge in getting Advisor Brand Builder to where it is today?
Oh, I would say that our eyes are bigger than our stomach. We want to do so much. We see this having so many additional features. We want to do everything. And I think the challenge has been that people, specifically advisors, come with a predisposition of thinking like, this is just pretty pictures and this is a logo. Like, the brand is really a manifestation of who you are and what you stand for. And even, if I may even quote a stat, it was shown by Stanford Persuasive Technology Lab. 75% of consumers judge a company's credibility based on its visual design. Another interesting stat from Harvard Business Review, 73% higher revenue earned by companies with strong and valuable branding. So this isn't just like a nice to have. This isn't, oh, we had all this time and let's just create this. We created this to help to serve advisors so that they could better serve their clients and attract the people who need help.
Excellent. And last question I have for you is, what excites you about what it is you're working on and keeps you getting out of bed in the morning to keep on fighting a good fight?
I love people. I'm a people person. My father was a maitre d'. My stepfather had a hair salon. My mother had a bookkeeping business. I've been in and out of services business and entrepreneurship all my life. It's people. It's the people that I get to work with. It's people like you, Jason, people that I respect, people that I look up to, people who are doing good work. We feel as a marketing agency that we can be an extension of that firm's work towards their clients and in some way that where they're helping to make a meaningful impact. So I'm grateful for every single day that I wake up and that I'm alive and that I'm working. So I would say the people and the relationships in this industry have touched me, especially the last year and a half, in a way that I spring out of bed. I can't wait to go to work.
Fantastic. Well, the industry is the better for having you, Tina. So thank you very much for your time. And if anyone's looking for a website or a brand redevelopment, this is the best place to start, quite honestly.
Yes, I hope that advisors listening will just take a demo. You don't know what you don't know. And it's really hard to explain a premium visual product and user interface and user design experience just in words alone. So thank you very much for the opportunity. We greatly appreciate it, Jason. And congrats on the work that you're doing as well.
Thank you. So that was today's interview with Tina Powell at Intentionally and Advisor Brand Builder. Hope you enjoyed that. And as always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, take care.
This podcast was brought to you by Woodgate Financial, an award-winning financial planning firm catering to high net worth individuals and their families. To learn more, go to woodgate.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, or find more episodes at jasonpereira.ca.